Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcast.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
All right, hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. This is episode number 209 live on Facebook and on your podcasting devices nationwide. We have Rhodey in the studio here along with Por Favor Mike and Por Favor Gary. How's everyone doing today? How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Mr. Klinsman, good evening. How are you?
What's new? We got some of the stuff ironed out over the last couple days.
Or so we think.
That's true. It shows that we do have a viewer already.
Okay.
Besides you. It says you've joined the chat. And then we have one other person so far.
Douglas Willing has joined.
Yeah, he's a P1, as they say.
What is a P1?
He means like he's right on the scene. He likes the logo. That's good. This is a good start to everything.
That did very well done. I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
That's so dumb, isn't it?
Isn't it? Do you see what it says? It says we're live, Jürgen.
Yeah, por favor, Gary, por favor. You got me over there on the right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, this is beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, you are. That $30,000 a year UConn education has finally come to fruition.
We have Jürgina in the not in the studio, watching live, actually.
Oh, is Jürgina watching live?
Yeah, say hi to your goddaughter.
Hey, buddy.
So this is going to be interesting and fun. We'll see how we do actually recording an episode here. Before we get too far into it, can everyone hear Por Favor Mike and Por Favor Gary loud and clear? We had some audio issues last time. Let me take care of something. No, you gotta get your mic.
There we go.
Now we're talking.
There we go. Yeah,
this is beautiful. So hopefully everything is sounding good. Like I said, we're only monitoring what we're doing right now. It's hard for us to get the background. We got a confirmation that it's loud and clear from Por Favor wife. So this week, we're gonna talk about some good Disney stuff, but this is our normal time to go back and forth. So what is new in the last couple days since we talked, Billy?
We got a cold front coming in.
Ooh, yeah, we were beautiful today. Go ahead.
Where are you?
It was I think it was 64 when I left work today. Okay. I wore shorts to work. But overnight and all day tomorrow, supposedly we're gonna get a nor'easter.
Oh, those are always fun to hear.
We're not getting snow, but it's gonna be
it's gonna be a rain event.
Yeah, they said between 1 to 5 inches of rain and wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour. So that's not fun at all.
Yeah, we've got the sleeping weather. Today was probably 82.
Ooh, a cold front.
And that's supposed to get into the 50s overnight, so open windows, and then mid-70s during the day. So little March cold front coming in through southwest Florida.
Yeah, we'll take mid-50s overnight in the 70s.
What's his wheel take?
Well, I mean, I would take that.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not bad.
We got Sue Willing and Por Favor Mary joining us, so I think...
Oh, man, there he is here.
Yeah, our listener count is up to... Oh, we got 6 live viewers here going on.
Yeah, right? I feel like this is graduation day for you and I.
Why?
And like all these people are just grumpily walking in, they're staring at their phones and their iPod. God, I gotta go to this nonsense.
They feel obligated to join us on this live broadcast. That's very, very possible, because I guarantee Catherine and Por Favor Ed probably are sitting around the tablet on their counter. Actually, we should probably give a live congratulations to Por Favor Ed for finally popping the question to Por Favor Catherine, right in front of the castle at Magic Kingdom. So congratulations, we got a new member very soon
to the Por Favor family.
Yeah, he earned the Por Favor family. He earned the Por Favor Ed moniker with that, didn't
he? Oh yeah, well yeah. When you propose, you definitely earn your wings, don't you?
Yeah, in front of the castle, that's a perfect way to do it. Can't go wrong with that. So congratulations to my little sister. not the littlest. Mary's the youngest, but my middle, the middle child, and she's engaged, so we're all happy for her, obviously.
Now, what do you think would be more romantic, doing it in front of Cinderella's castle or doing it live on the podcast?
Oh, that would have been fantastic. We could have had cameras. We could have had cameras everywhere. Marshall's here too, according to Sue Willard.
Oh, what's up, Marshall?
All your buddies are watching you.
Oh, everybody's there.
We're huge in like the 3 to 5 year old range. That's our biggest demographic.
Mm-hmm.
How many Disney podcasts have two listeners under school age tuning in on a weekly basis? Although Marshall, he's school age, right? He's in that 5 year
old. Oh yeah, he's already drinking, getting ready to drink beers. Oh, okay. On our next trip.
Oh, very good.
Yes, sir.
Very good. I like this. It's a family affair. We got people going. We got the logo on there. Everything is going good. I think this will be our first live unofficial beer sponsor of the week. What do you think of that?
Oh, I'm ready for it.
This is called Miles to Go from Two Roads Brewery out of Connecticut. Which part of Connecticut? I don't remember. Stratford, Connecticut. It's an unfiltered pale lager, 6.2% alcohol by volume, in a can. Get that on there. Miles to Go. It's got like a little van on there. Very good.
I've got, we've got the...
You get the Bubba Gump again.
Bubba Gump again. I don't know if you can see it, but right down here, I'll try to get it in white. It says Mall of America. You see the Mall of America?
Not really, but I trust fading. You.
I trust you. This is the Bud Light. It's 0.003% alcohol by volume.
I think it's a little higher than... Oh, poor Ed Hand joined on to the
podcast. Oh, Mr. Hand!
We'll give him a hand.
I'll second that.
I just have to say, we should probably apologize to anyone that downloads this and listens to the audio only, because they're being very much excluded from the conversation. Oh, Jorgina says good night. It's her bedtime. We already put her to sleep watching the live broadcast.
This could be your wife's probably going to want us to do this 7 days a week.
That's very true.
You got to defend that quickly.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. So I think what we should do here. Ed Hand appreciates the round of applause. We should probably just get right into this, shouldn't we?
Yeah, let's get into the meat of the episode.
So we'll say we're taking a break here, and we'll pause for like 2 seconds so when we edit it after, we can actually put in our fancy production music. You know, eventually, if I keep playing around with this program, I can get music playing in the middle of it and everything. We could do live breaks. We can go out, use the lavatory. Use the bathroom, as Frank Sr. would say. But we'll take our little break and we'll come back in 2 seconds for the meat of the episode. Measure these things by your grace. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I'll read to you here, Savior, eyes. You'll need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. And the greatest of teachers won't hesitate to leave you there. See, all you on live broadcast get to peek behind the curtain, because we are back from break. This is episode 209 of the Por Favor podcast. And like we said last week, this week we're going to talk about options for your mother-in-law is coming down and you're going property for a nice dinner and an evening entertainment.
Yes.
Without
yes.
park passes.
I just want to say, Mr. Quinsman, I've noticed on my part, you're very animated with the hands, and I've started to catch on to that's that, good. As you can see as well.
My last name ends in a vowel, so I have that in my blood.
Okay. Why is a vowel too, isn't it?
Occasionally.
A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
Sometimes Y, but I don't think it counts when there's other vowels in the word.
I see. So it's, EY, the E would be more of the vowel.
And the U, yeah.
Okay.
Like, if the word is like try, there's no other vowel, so then there you go.
I see.
Moves right in there. We have Tim Smith joining us on the hotline, or on the live line, I should say. So when is this shindig going down? You said a week or two?
It's going to be a week from Saturday.
Week from Saturday, and you're trying to hammer out plans, and being that it's only 10 days away, you're not going to do any places that take a that you need a long-term reservation for. So like California Grill is probably out.
Well, and California Grill, California Grill is out because we did go there with her.
But you probably wouldn't be able to snag a reservation anyway, most likely. That's one of the toughest ones to get off property. Mm-hmm.
Unless I do the name drop, but you know how I just like to kind of go incognito when I go up to property.
Right. Yeah, that is very true. So we're thinking what to do. The monorail loop is always entertaining. It's very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're thinking Disney Springs, aren't you?
Well, I'm wide open to pretty much anything. But the Polly's going to be out because the wife doesn't really care for Ohana.
And that's another one you're not probably going to get a reservation for anyway.
Good point.
Kona would be good, though, for dinner. That's not a bad option.
Yeah. But is that a place you're going to take somebody who only goes to property once every 2 to 3 years?
That's a good point. Probably not. Maybe for breakfast. That might be a top breakfast joint. But I haven't had dinner there, so I can't really speak to the quality and the type of experience that it is. Grand Floridian is always a good option. Narcoosi would be good, but you guys go there, or not that you go there all the time, but that's probably...
We've been there quite a bit.
You've been there quite a bit. Citricose is not a bad choice.
We're thinking maybe Citricose and listen to the orchestra.
Can't go wrong with that. That's not a bad option at all. Citricose would be really good. Wilderness Lodge, you just went to Artist Point, so that's out.
Correct. Yeah,
and then you're not going to go to Whispering Canyon. I don't think that's the type of atmosphere you're looking for on this excursion.
Although the positive about Wilderness about Whispering Canyon is it's very loud, so you might not be able to hear people.
Oh, meaning you don't have to have a in-depth conversation with the mother-in-law. You got to be careful what you say because we just got a notification that Kristen just joined. John wants to know what Por Favor Mike's shirt says.
It says, I'll stand up for this. It is my Rock Chalk.
Oh boy. Don't lose connection here, Billy.
Jayhawk.
Oh, very nice. You got a good view of your
what rumpus. Seems to be?
I said we got a good view of the rumpus there, too.
I farted too.
Oh.
I didn't hear it though.
We're live, Jürgen.
Do you like my shirt though, Billy?
It's okay.
If I got you one, would you wear it?
No, I would not.
Okay, that's fair enough.
That's a fair point. If I got you a UConn shirt that said UConn, 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 would you wear that?
No.
Oh, see? It's the same thing.
I was going to say, you know, maybe when UConn gets back to becoming an NCAA tournament team.
Yeah, if that ever happens.
We could have a bet. We could have one of those whoever goes further in the tournament has to wear the shirt. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, the next time UConn's in the tournament, they might be a 14 seed anyway. Oh, you're getting called out by Doug Willing. He says, is that the same shirt you wore the other day?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Pass the
I can wear this. I can wear this another two.
One more day. So you could just turn it around. You could have it say Jayhawk on the front and Rock Chalk on the back. Yeah, so you'd be all set. John also added the pork chop at Grand Floridian Cafe rocks. Grand Floridian Cafe is a quality spot, but I feel like you've eaten there quite often lately. John Scanlon, Fort Wilderness guy on the live broadcast right now. How's it going, John? Thanks for joining
us.
So you have that in your mind, the Citricose, Grand Floridian, the orchestra, a little bit of a cocktail at Meisner's, just hanging out, listening to the piano player.
That's an option.
And there's even decent shopping there. Like, they can go to that basin place and look at the soaps, and then you can go to the men's store upstairs. You can't really go wrong. You could spend a few hours in that lobby, no problem.
Yes, correct.
But I think Disney Springs is the way to go, I have to say.
Okay. All right.
I just think there's so much new there, and I think that would impress her, and there's plenty of good food options there. Like we said. I mean, there's Morimoto, which I know you're not a big fan of that type of food, but Morimoto's a good choice. Boathouse. The Marie and Enzo's place that just opened up would be a quality choice. The Edison, possibly. A lot of options. And then there's the old favorites, too. You can go down to the other end. What am I thinking of? The Wolfgang. That one's not. That's a quick serve, kind of, though. I don't know. What are your thoughts? If you did Disney Springs, which way were you leaning? Boathouse?
Yes.
So you want to be on, like, signature level here for this dinner because it's kind of a special occasion.
I don't mess around when I go up there anymore, Jurgen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're bringing a guest. You want to impress. You want to wear the tuxedo and the leather shoes.
Maybe not even the tux, but definitely a shirt and tie.
Yeah, blazer anyway, right?
Yeah. Maybe the open collar with the blazer.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that. I mean, I could talk about Disney Springs all night, and I know you're going to end up at the Grand Floridian no matter what.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
We have
Tim Smith chimes in, Flying Fish.
Okay.
That's a fantastic restaurant. We went there in early September, late August, and it was fantastic.
And you know what? I like that Boardwalk.
Well, you know, because we're thinking maybe Boardwalk and being able to catch Illuminations from the back end.
Boardwalk, Illuminations from the back end, and I don't know if this would fly with the company, but a little Fantasia Gardens mini golf. What do you think of that?
That's not bad.
Is that a good idea?
That's pretty good.
There's a lot to do. You could always sneak into the Stormaway Bay too.
Mm-hmm.
Have Kay bring the bathing suit with
her. Bathing suit. Not that I've done that before.
Yeah, no. There's no way to do that. We wouldn't worry about that. We're wearing matching hats today. I just want to say. Mm-hmm. We could have wore our clean-cut shirts, but I didn't want to wear the same shirt as last time, which obviously was not an issue for you.
No, why not?
You got called out immediately on that.
Yep.
It didn't take long. I mean, Disney Springs, Boardwalk, Monorail Loop. You can't really go wrong with any of those options.
No.
And, I mean, there's other good places. Oh, Shula's. Willing coming in strong with the Shula's.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we're going to do that again for my birthday, and I think that's going to be my birthday spot.
And that's coming up in about a month, so we'll hold off on that. That's a good birthday.
You think Shula's is a good? Yeah, you is that on your list?
Yeah, I after the review you gave, definitely it wasn't on my list. Just because it was it's like a chain, and I remember there was one in Providence which subsequently closed, but. For some reason, I don't want to do like the chain stuff when I'm there. I'd rather eat at a place that's only there. But I don't have one close to me, so I might as well bang it out when I'm down there. I just loved Yachtsman so much that I don't know if I'm that close, I would do Yachtsman.
Have you done a YouTube on that porterhouse for two?
No. From Shula's or from Yachtsman?
No, from Yachtsman. Do a YouTube when we're done with this. It's okay. A porterhouse for two. And they slice it for you so it's all off the bone. And then they throw some type of beautiful, like, sauce on top of it.
Really?
And, I mean, watching that video, it instantaneously turned into a porterhouse for one.
For what? You watching it, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, I think I might be able to destroy it. I think it's like a 48-ounce, too.
Oh, 48-ounce. Yeah. That would be interesting. Now, if I had a little more practice, I could pull that video up right now and replace our goofy faces with that video and play it for the live audience.
We're going to have to do this for the next show.
We'll do some experimentation on this, but Shula's Yachtsman Porterhouse for two. Now, I know you and Susie like a steak. Is Kay a big steak eater? Or is she?
Yes, actually, no, she's a steak. She likes Italian and steak, and she likes seafood. So
Italian,
she's pretty open.
Italian brings what's the one? Il Molino at the Swalfin. That's into play.
Fantastic.
And then the other place, the Trattoria Al Forno, is in play as well. So there's not a lack of places to go. I feel like you got to get away from the Monorail Loop. I think you did that.
So wait.
In my opinion, it's more like the Boardwalk. A lot of those restaurants are newer. Like Flying Fish has been revamped recently. Trattoria Al Forno has been revamped. The Swan and Dolphin ones are highly rated and recommended. And then obviously Disney Springs, almost everything is new there.
Right.
Yeah, I would bring it between Boardwalk and Disney Springs.
Okay.
And as far as a tiebreaker, what are we looking for? Is food the number one attraction, or you want like entertainment?
Well, I was thinking about doing those boats at Boathouse.
Ooh, that's a pretty penny.
Yes.
That's
it's about 120, 130.
You would have to do a lot of live video so you can write it off.
Oh, I'd have to get in. Okay.
You need the camera crew. You'd have to get a second one for Eugene and the crew just to follow you along on the
Now we're looking at 230.
Yeah, now we're looking at 240. Maybe you could make a deal with them.
Oh, so they'd have to be the second one out to show the launch.
Yeah, exactly.
And then show us going off into the water, and then you'd have me doing the secondary one.
Yeah, a lot of B-roll like that, so.
Oh, I see. Yep. Yeah, I know.
Actually, we probably need three. You need one crew ahead of you and then one crew behind you so you can get both shots from each side and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, this is getting expensive. We're looking at a $400 like expenditure now.
Presidential motorcade. You don't know which boat he's in, right?
Yeah.
Which one's poor for? I don't know. They all went together at the same time. Is that Eugene or Mike? I don't know.
That you all wear the same shirts just to confuse people. All right. Well, we'll put it out to the people that are joining us right now. Would you pick Boardwalk or Disney Springs for this excursion? So I think I'm leaning Disney Springs, obviously. That also has a lot to do with a lot of new restaurants that I want to try. So I don't know what you're like. Is there something you're dying to try at Disney Springs or not really?
You know, Billy, after watching we spent a couple hours watching Boathouse YouTubes the other night, and yeah, you're high on the list now.
I've heard nothing but good things about that place. Doug Willen's saying Boardwalk's the way to go. So that's one vote for Boardwalk. The Boathouse, though. And then they have that beautiful bar at Boathouse. Like, if you get there early, you can go on the bar. It's right on the waterfront out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get a cocktail, maybe an appetizer. When your table's ready, you go inside, enjoy a nice steak. Although they have other good things there, too, though, besides the steaks.
Great seafood.
Mm-hmm. Seafood's good. And even sandwiches if you want to go a little cheaper. And then plenty of entertainment options, obviously. Just walking around, you're entertained there. Doug Willing is asking if Ale and Compass would be an option.
Yeah, he's saying because we barely missed. We barely missed getting in for lunch.
Oh, okay.
I think one of the girls were mudding. I think it might have been Sue. Was in they stopped serving lunch at 2, and we showed up at like 2:02.
Oh, you guys lost out.
So I think if Sue Willing had the that concoction that you got me for my housewarming.
The Squatty Potty, yeah.
We may have been able to speed it up.
How is that, by the way?
I still haven't used it yet.
You're afraid to break the seal on it, aren't you?
And Kristen said it's very uncomfortable.
Oh, is it?
I wonder if you could like carry that around. How beautiful would that be if I walk in with like my smoke?
You can wear it
tablet.
Around your. You can wear it around your neck, like a
wear
scarf.
It around my neck.
Yeah,
like a scarf.
Don't mind me. We got to vote for Blue Zoo at the Boardwalk, and then Rainforest Cafe. I think that's a sarcastic vote for Rainforest.
Yeah, I see
Cafe.
A little smiley. Blue Zoo was not a thought.
Todd
that's
English,
definitely
Blue Zoo. What's the? Is that like a seafood place?
Yes. It's supposed to be fantastic.
I mean, it makes sense.
That's at the Dolphin. That's a good call, Tim, because that's on our list, but we never even considered that.
You might have to fire up the YouTube machine. Sue Willing is denying the poop story that you just told. So well, that is not true. She's going to blame it on Marshall, I bet.
I'll have my wife confirm that because I believe she was in the mud.
This is mud.
Look at who else has joined. Por favor, Joseph Regano.
Hey, por favor, Joe. What's going on? I do want to say one thing. I was able to get the haircut. Look at that melon. Look at the shine on that thing.
Ah, did you take it down?
Oh, yeah. That's a good bit of shine on that noggin, isn't it, Bill?
Who did that? You or your wife?
I go to sports clips now.
And you just tell them to take it down to zero.
Go to zero, and then they even use like the wall shaver. They're on it with the whole thing.
And how long does it take to grow back?
I go pretty much once a month.
Okay.
So it starts to get a little long. You start seeing the gray hair along my sideburn.
Oh, you're starting to go gray already?
Just right there. Just a little salt and pepper. It's very distinguished. You'd be going gray if your hair wasn't so light.
I saw my first, actually, when we went on our Disney trip with you guys, 2014.
Oh, that was your first one. So that was late, though.
On the beard, yeah.
Because you were already past 40 at that point. Yeah. I started early 30s. It's been 3-4 years.
Oh, it's maturity, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I should have more gray hair than you at this point.
No, Joey asks us what's new in Disney. I should be asking him what's new in Disney. He's up there every damn week.
Right, exactly. There is so what is new? Just buy a razor. John, I don't like that idea. I tried shaving my head once and it did not go well.
Would you let me try it?
Yeah, I would let anybody do it to me because I can't see. I don't know what I'm missing. I'm going around with this thing and I didn't cut myself, but I missed like huge patches. It looked like someone came around with a 6-iron and just took divots. You know, on the driving range when people don't line the ball up and it's all over the place.
Yes, that's what your head looks like.
Yeah, exactly. It took Por Favor wife quite a while to fix that one.
Clean that mess up.
Because she wasn't comfortable using the razor on me. She was very tentative. So it did take a while. What's new at Disney, huh? He's saying, I don't really have much. They just announced the opening of Toy Story Land, the date for end of June, I think. Did they say June 30th?
Good. Hopefully it takes some crowds away from other parks that I want to go to.
Yeah, I mean, the Star Wars thing definitely will when that opens in another year or two, whenever it's supposed to open. I don't know if the Toy Story Land is going to take away a whole lot because it's just one kiddie roller coaster and another kid's ride. But hopefully, I mean, I hope it's good. I want it to be good. That park needs all the help it can get at this point. And, you know, I've lost all hope that it's going to turn around and be what it used to be. It's just going to be something completely new. And we just have to, like, go with the curve now. You know, just stare right into that curve, don't you think?
Yes.
They're not changing. It's going to be Star Wars Land and all that nonsense.
I've got the movies. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, see, I'm opposite.
I know. You just...
I am totally on board because I feel like I'm going to be able to walk into that place anytime at Rope Drop and I can just, you know, mosey down Sunset Boulevard and grab a coffee and a pastry, walk right over to Tower of Terror, it'll be a walk-on, walk right over to Rocket Roller Coaster, it'll be a walk-on. You know, no one's going to go to that part. Every single person is going to rush to Star Wars Land and I'll just be going on my own. It's like when I went to Epcot for Rope Drop and I went on Living on the Land first thing. Everyone's going to Soarin'. I walk over to Living on the Land. I think I had my
That's a great way to start your day, sir.
Yeah, I did a little breakfast. Sunshine Seasons. Walked right into Living on the Land. Living with the Land. Beautiful.
Joey said he's going next week and he has to work this weekend. Where you staying, Joe?
Yeah, we got to know that. There's a lot of points out there for Joe Regano. Good for him.
He stays a lot of times at your new favorite resort, not the one that you ever stayed there, but
Old Key West.
Yes,
that place is gorgeous.
He stays there quite a bit.
Well, that place is easy to fall in love with, though, isn't it?
Just walking around the grounds, of course.
That's what I mean. We were there for what, an hour and a half, 2 hours, mm-hmm. having breakfast, and we walked around the pool area only. Mm-hmm. And I was ready to like sign up for a DVC contract there.
They had the sauna. Oh, and the
beautiful sauna, the pool,
tennis courts. Oh, people were getting their cocktails at like 9:30.
It was
like
it was a party atmosphere there.
It was like spring break.
I don't know if it was because it was a race weekend. Old Key West.
And there it is. Go. It's confirmed. Joe's staying at Old Key West.
That's beautiful. See, he's a smart man. He's a local. He gets the DVC. He goes up for a weekend, spends a few points.
I think he's got 48,000 points, too.
48,000, okay.
He just bought a bet a bunch a little while ago. I think he's got 48,000.
48,000, so he can he can make some reservations then.
Yeah.
He's going to be staying. That's like one night at the Copper Creek Cabins, though, I think, 48,000.
And he has yet to take me up there.
I think you need to get you got to get him. Olivia's is awesome, John Tichow. I don't. How do you say that? I'm gonna ask you. Is it Tichow? Tichow? I don't know how you're gonna say it through text, but you'll have to let
Tebow.
Me know. Tebow, John Tebow. Yeah. What was I saying? You got to try to convince them to do a guy's weekend at the Copper Creek Cabins.
So I have to have him convince his wife that he's not taking the family for 7 months in order to take me golfing and stay there. That's what you're saying I have to propose, or that he has to propose?
Would you be opposed to that?
If it was able to work out, absolutely. I'd be all over that.
That would be fantastic. I would come. I'd fly down. If you told me I could have a couple nights at Copper Creek free of charge, I would drop whatever I was doing and fly down.
Now I got to ask John a question. He said Old Key West rocks. Olivia's is awesome. Olivia's for breakfast or Olivia's for dinner?
You've done both.
Joe and John, chime in on that.
You have done both. Tycho. John Tycho. Okay.
Oh, there we go. John Tycho.
Very good. And see, and the way he spelled that, the Y is a vowel, T-Y-C-O.
So the Y and the O are both vowels, obviously.
Yeah, because it's the sound where it is in the word. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's not like I was a communications major.
Joe said, you buy dinners, I'll get the room.
Oh,
are we working? I mean, are you going to be my Scott Boris here right now? I mean, are we live on the podcast working on a...
I'll buy for a night, a couple nights at Copper Creek, even one night at Copper Creek.
Hell, I'll tell you what. He takes me to Old Key West. I'll buy dinner.
Yeah, well, Old Key West. I'm not flying down for Old Key West. No offense.
Oh, wait, since when did you invite yourself to my deal? I've been friends with Joe for years, and I've never. And now all of a sudden, you're just going to get on the Por Favor jet and fly down?
I'll buy the dinner. Have you seen those things, the Copper Creek cabins?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
It's stupid how nice they are.
So Joe doesn't like Olivia's for dinner, and okay. John's only been there for dinner. So
and he likes it.
He likes it.
Now, you went for dinner, and you had their chicken, right? The Southern
chicken or something? Oh, this is like an Art Smith. It's pounded chicken breast, and then they soak it in the milk.
Ooh.
Or the heavy cream or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Mary liked it, too.
Mm.
I think me and Mary were both like going to get separate things, and that was a special. And when the waiter explained how it was cooked, we both like, yep, we'll go with that.
Sign me up for one of those. The breakfast was fantastic, though, when we went.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say. And I got that side of biscuits and gravy, which was like the size of my head. And that was like a side for $6. I remember barely mm-hmm. being able to eat that. I got some dirty pancakes, I think.
Well, you're that guy. You're that guy that...
He's staying in July at Copper Creek. He does have 48,000 points. I thought you were exaggerating.
No, I'm not messing around.
Oh, Schaefer's on. We're in trouble now.
Schaefer.
Late to the party. Better fried chicken, Olivia's or homecoming? I don't have.
Well, I didn't have the fried chicken. I only had it was a chicken breast.
Yeah, I thought it was fried though.
Yeah, it was fried.
But it's not on the bone, is what you're saying.
Correct. Yes.
I don't have to have tried Olivia's fried chicken to know that Art Smith's is better. It was that good. I mean, if it's as good, it's as good as it can get. It can't be better. That was so good.
Oh no, this was good. Oh, look at this guy. Oh, where are your shirt?
Oh, very nice. Well, that's a good birthday gift for your wife. You know, my birthday's in July, Joe Regano. Copper Creek. I could, I'll sleep in like the third bedroom if you want.
Just sleep under the bed. Don't mind me, guys.
I think there's a pool table in
there.
I've slept on a pool table before, so I'm not above doing that.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful. Schaefer giving us grief for not wearing the shirt.
Look at Schaefer. This is National Lampoon's Vacation where Cousin Eddie got him clocked the white shoes. Oh, really? You shouldn't have. Well, know how much you like mine, Clark. Oh, you shouldn't have, Eddie.
Shows up 45 minutes late to the recording, and then he's complaining about us not wearing the shirts.
Yeah, I mean, I got my rolled up. I've been wearing this for 8 days. Look at this thing. This thing's just rolling around.
Life feed looks good. Thanks, buddy. He's got a set of brass ones on him, though. Comes in firing with that. We'll have to get Schaefer on one of these live broadcasts soon, though.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll have to get him on.
Anything else you want to add here? Should we talk a little more about this? We've totally gotten away from the mother-in-law thing. What's your thoughts? Does Susie have any input on this, or are you guys just
gonna she can. I'd like to hear her input.
I don't know if she still watched. She probably tapped out pretty quick.
I don't know if it's a bachelor night.
Oh,
that's on ABC.
Yeah, I don't know. Thursday night. It's Thursday night bachelor night. Schaefer probably knows that.
Yeah, Mike would know that.
I do have to get better lighting in here. I feel like mine's way too dark compared to yours.
Yeah, and once we do the tray ceilings, once we do the crown molding, I'm gonna have we got a ceiling fan coming in here.
Ooh.
And it's gonna have another light. So
more light. Oh, so you're really gonna be blowing me out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
To get some professional lighting in here.
It is a little dark in there, Billy.
I think it's my camera though. I should have spent a little more than $8.99 on my camera from Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, I would
have. I don't know.
I would have maybe spent a few more, but
it had good reviews. I was like, okay, great. Someone posted a picture of like what it looked like. I was like, oh, this looks pretty good, but yeah, it's not doing it. Not doing.
Joe, how long are you doing Copper Creep for?
Yeah, we got to know this. Problem is, it's a delay, so we can't actually wait for the answer. We just have to keep talking and hope he answers at some point. Schaefer, no idea. I don't even know what he's referring to. Copper Creek. I haven't even watched a YouTube on that. I'm obsessed with it because I was on the boat from Wilderness Lodge back to Magic Kingdom at night, and I saw people in there because the window, it's like wide open windows.
From the back, right?
From
yeah,
the back,
I saw that.
Out onto the water. They had a huge flat screen mounted. Joe, that's a good point. Less light, the better, Joe Regano.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's right. We do have faces for radio. That's very true.
Three nights.
Three nights, beautiful. So they have these giant like windows, or even it might even be a sliding door, I'm not sure. Looks out into the water. There's a pool table. I'm pretty sure I saw a pool table. And then a giant flat screen mounted. There's like a full kitchen. There's an island. It looks like a granite countertop. It was like, it's like nicer than any house I've seen. Like the DVC resorts, I've watched many YouTubes on them. They look nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't want to move in there. Like, it's a nice place to stay. A couple of bedrooms, got the bathroom. It's a little small, you know? The Copper Creek, I think I could, like, set down stakes. If you could buy into that year-round, just move in.
Yeah, I could live. Yeah, I could.
Like, think
I
about this.
There.
We talked about the Golden Oaks, couple million bucks for that to Wait, buy can, it.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry.
Hello there, Daddy.
Oh, Derek's here. Thank you.
Hello, Derek. Hello.
I can't do this. I brought two beers this week, figuring the live broadcast might go a little rocky, and I think I might need a third one.
You need a third one? Hell yeah.
But,
what are you going to do when you see Cha Kim has joined the... Are you just going to lose it?
Is he on Facebook?
I don't know. If he is, I'll ask him tomorrow. I'm working. We're picking up a shift. I'll ask him tomorrow. I want to be his Facebook friend.
That'd be a good person to have. How much would you pay if you could, like, buy in... Like, buy outright and just live at one of those places, Copper Creek. Like, what do you think that's worth? Because it's got to be less than what they charge for a Golden Oak. Like, $800,000? $700,000? I don't know the square footage. I don't know the amenities of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks pretty nice. I think I could live there.
Bring like, if you were loaded, could you spend $750 on that house? And that's where you live.
That could be, like, my summer house.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah. Like, the Golden Oak is nice. Don't get me. Those are huge. There's tons of amenities, but the cheapest one's like $1.5 million. And they're big. 5,000 square feet or whatever.
Good night, Joe. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
So those things, they're probably like 1,000 square feet tops, I would think. So I would think you get that for $650,000, $700,000, but... It wouldn't be worth it for Disney to sell it because they probably make, you know, triple that in a year renting it out with DVC points.
Michael Schaefer thinks that it's more.
More square footage? Or would cost more than that? Probably would cost a lot more than that because you're on property and the location. But I'm just saying the actual, you know, amenities and the square footage and everything. We'll have to look into that at some point. Not now, because we are live, Jurgen. Just want to reiterate, for all those listening, not tuned into the live broadcast, we are all over the place because we're interacting with the live commenters. So next time we have a live broadcast, we should probably announce it more than the week ahead, because a lot of people probably haven't even listened to the last episode saying that we were going live this week. But when we do go live again, you got to come and listen. You got to come join us on Facebook because you're missing out on the party. I think I'm missing a lot of these comments.
And what a party it is.
Yeah. I'm missing out on some of these comments, though. I don't know what's going on here. The last comment.
You don't have the latest and greatest technology like I had to in the Defont Lemurray Recording Studios.
Oh, no, there it is.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Animal Kingdom has a pool table in the three bedrooms. That's good. Yeah, see, I'm way back on this live feed. This is fun, though. I have to admit, this is I'm having a good time with this. How about you, Billy?
We're gonna have Joe on to do some talk about DBC.
Yeah, you think he would enjoy? You think he has a good like Skype setup at his house? Audacity.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You could have him come over to your place.
Yeah, he said that he wouldn't want to come up. I live in the boonies, according to him.
Oh, you're too far
away. But he's
away.
He's your typical New York snob. Mm. He thinks I grew up in New Hampshire.
Why does he think that? Just because it's not a big city?
Yeah, because Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, they're all the same thing. You know how New York is sick.
Big time New York snob is what you're saying.
Now, what did Mike say? What are you doing here? Still don't know what he's... Do you know what he's talking about? Has he been drinking?
It sounds like it. Tongue. What are you doing here? I don't know what that... I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm lost right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough for us to concentrate when we're just talking to each other. Now we have...
Hello there, Jimmy.
What are you doing here? I don't know. Schaefer is confusing us. He's derailing this podcast.
Ask me where all the mud holes are.
The mud holes?
AKA mud rooms.
Oh, okay.
We could do a show with Poor Forward Joe about mud rooms.
Oh, he's talking to someone he knows. Schaefer's got buddies joining us. He's talking to other people on our live broadcast.
Oh, okay.
We'll just let him have his private conversation. On
yeah, show. Yeah. I don't want to be the third wheel here.
Yeah. That's funny. Three or four times a year. Yeah, we could arrange that every couple months.
What, doing this?
Yeah.
I'd rather do it more than that.
Well, I mean, but we don't have to record it as a podcast. We can just come on and talk to people because it's very simple. It's very simple.
Sue Willing saying Disney Springs. So, all right, Sue, where should we go? Where would you take your mother-in-law? You know, I got to be careful with that question.
Yeah, T-Rex. Yeah, you gotta do Boathouse. You're obsessed with it now.
Yeah, I pretty much am.
We watched enough YouTubes on it.
Have you watched any YouTubes on it?
No, I haven't. I've looked at menus, I've looked at pictures of food, but I haven't watched any YouTubes. Did you see, you said you were watching some of the, I want to talk about this a little bit, the Diz Unplugged. They were reviewing Boat Rights.
Oh, Pete hates that place.
They ripped
it. He said
it.
It's basically microwave food.
But he liked it more than anyone else that went, the latest one they did. I don't know.
No. Yeah, I've been there. I've had dinner there twice and I've liked it.
You liked that?
Yeah.
Is Oh, Marshall actually answered Disney Springs.
Disney Springs. All right, Marshall. Then where would you want to go? Where would you go?
Schaefer wants to know if we're going to the Upper Peninsula. That is a...
First of all, no, he said, are you guys coming to the Por Favor campout in the UP? This is not a Por Favor sanctioned event. I just want to go on record.
It should be called the Por Favor Fan Club campout.
Yeah, this is definitely not affiliated with the Por Favor Industries. So let's just go on record now.
I'm going to bring my microphone a little closer for this answer. That would be no.
Oh, that's very well. So Marshall likes Blaze Pizza.
I mean, that is a good place.
Have you been there?
No, but I've heard nothing but good things about it.
No, that's a place where, like, you pick your toppings, right? And it's...
Yeah, it's like a quick serve. I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but... I mean, it depends on how early you get there. You could grab a quick bite at Blaze, split a couple pizzas, and then go to Boathouse later.
Yeah, that's also not a bad idea.
Because I have heard very good things about it. It's a chain, though. It's all over the place. Actually, I think LeBron James owns a pretty big stake in that.
Oh, does he?
In that thing. I think it started out in Cleveland area, so he invested in it. I could be totally misinformed on that.
Marshall, what kind of pizza do you like? What toppings do you like on your pizza? Ooh.
That's a good question. I don't know what the options are there and how fancy it gets. But if I could pick anything on a pizza, I'd like a nice like white sauce or like an oil-based garlic sauce on the pizza.
Maybe like some spinach and mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. A couple vegetables, a nice like maybe bacon or a good sausage like a salami perhaps. Got notifications on the old smartwatch here, so... Checking out that Blaze Pizza.
He just goes, I guess, straight cheese.
Cheese. Hey, you can't go wrong with cheese on a pizza.
Now, Joey's eaten at Boathouse 3 the last 4 Thanksgivings.
Oh, I didn't even know it was open 4 years or the last 3 years.
3 or 4 Thanksgivings. Joe, what do you go? I know you're not a seafood guy, so you go with the steak?
I thought he left, Joe Regano.
He can't leave. You can't walk out.
It is just so enthralling.
Uh-huh.
I guess that would be a word that you could use for this, right? I mean,
You really got to get that, Stan. You got to get that look with the microphone.
Well, I had that, Stan. I gave it away because I had nowhere to put it. My computer desk is an absolute nightmare.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, it's a mess. I could try to show how bad it looks. Let's see how this is going to
go. Yeah, let me see. Let me see this pile of mud.
Oh, boy. Dropping things. Look at this. It's just a disaster. Are you seeing this, Bill? Yeah, we are. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. You got these heads and...
Yeah, I got toys everywhere. Garbage. I have my microphone on like a stack of papers to raise it up a little bit. And it's just... Yeah, it's bad. It is a bad thing. I can't even write down. I have a little notebook to make my Por Favor notes in.
What happened to the cleaning staff? Did you have to lay them off because of our numbers?
Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We just couldn't make payroll. A lot of unhappy people at Por Favor Industries. He loves shellfish. If you like your mother-in-law, take her to Boathouse.
That's a good comment, isn't it?
Yeah. Look for the 1957 7.5 horsepower Johnson. I own that same motor. Does that interest you, Bill?
No.
No. That's definitely a different, like, Schaefer's a different animal than us. Talking about camp outs and motors.
Yeah, he likes to camp and he likes like boat motors and all that stuff.
He's like a manly guy. He likes all that like get your hands dirty kind of stuff. I don't even know how to like. If I lived in
you
New
and
Jersey,
you and I are talking pedicures and manicures yeah, at the Grand Floridian
that's,
spa.
That's exactly right. There's a comedian.
Oh, speaking of, I got to tell you something, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Look at these nails. I mean, they're. I was cleaning these up today, right?
Yeah, did you use like the club brush on them?
No. Check this out, right? So Derek pulls out a nail clipper, and he goes, "Oh, look what I found!" I'm like, "Oh, perfect! I gotta do my nails are long. I gotta cut them, right?" So I'm sitting there on a clip. So this guy comes. He goes, "Excuse me." He goes, "I was just in cart 49 and I left something behind." I'm like, "Okay, I'm still doing my nails, right?" I go, let me help. What are you looking for? Thinking a wallet, cell phone. He goes, lots of fingernail clippers. Derek looks at me. I'm like, oh, gee. So I go, oh, let me go to the podium. That's where we usually keep our stuff. I still have the thing in my hand.
He must have saw you, right?
No. And I went in. I'm like, oh, is this what you look? Oh, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So, like, I still have to, like, two more nails to clip. It's kind of annoying. I was going to try to get the last two when he wasn't looking, but.
You should have done it on your way back.
Oh, that was quite embarrassing.
Oh, Schaefer's throwing us under the bus, calling us coastal elitists because we don't like motors. I don't know anything about motors.
I don't either. I mean, this vintage 1957 8 Johnson means nothing to me.
No. I mean, if you told me it was like a George Brett rookie card or something, then you got my interest. We're cut from the same cloth, you and I, though, Bill, aren't we?
We are, yeah. We're very similar.
Like, if there's something wrong with my car, unless it's, like, low gas, I don't know how to fix it.
No.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my car's not running. What's the problem? Oh, it's out of gas? I got this. I know just the solution.
I remember my neighbor's like, you don't change your own oil? I'm like, what?
No one does that in Rhode Island.
Bury it in your backyard.
What, the oil?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting these Midwest rubes teaming up on us here with their glamping. Yeah, they call it camping. They bring these, like, $60,000 RVs that they have, trailers out, air conditioning, plumbing.
Oh, you should have seen the Taj Mahal that the Willings brought down.
Right, that's what I'm saying. These guys think they're roughing it.
You should have seen this thing.
They think they're roughing it, and they have, like, flat screen TVs, yep, water beds.
Channel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, tough life down there.
And then, like, I took a peek. I shouldn't have, but I looked in the refrigerator of the Willings, and they had what's that filet that you actually put in the oven? It's wrapped
like a tenderloin.
Yeah, it's like a filet, but it's
like the whole thing, like the big long tenderloin.
No, it's wrapped in, like, pastry. Like,
oh, a pastry. Beef Wellington?
Yeah, they had beef Wellingtons in the refrigerator. Didn't offer us any, but, yeah, they had beef Wellingtons.
Oh, they probably didn't want you fumbling through their fridge either. You're one of those guys that goes through the medicine cabinets, don't you?
Yeah, see if there's any painkillers or something in there.
Roxy says that Schaefer's house is barely $60,000. Well, at least your property costs are lower up there. Yeah, medicine cabinet, same thing. We just got the same comment. It's as bad as going through.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Beef Wellington.
I've never had that, except for at, like, weddings. They bring out the little mini beef Wellingtons. It's like,
no, I've never had it. Just sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, think about what you have. You have a filet mignon wrapped in puff pastry with this duck sail on it, which is basically, like, chopped up mushrooms, like, sautéed. It sounds fantastic. It probably tastes really good, too. But it's not not an easy-to-make item. That's, like, an old-school fancy thing. That's, like, what people would serve at dinner parties in, like, the 70s. The Carousel of Progress would eat beef Wellington in, like, the second-to-last scene. At the Carousel of Progress, that'd be something they would serve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they also had Bud Light in their fridge, Sue Willing is saying.
Yes, they did have that.
Bud Light. Not after you looked. Not after you looked. You pocketed a
that
couple.
That just doesn't sound like Bud Light and Beef Wellington.
Yeah, I don't think you pair a
Bud Light with a Beef Wellington. Yeah. Probably not.
Looks like we lost connection there for a minute. Hopefully didn't affect the stream. I'm not sure. Yeah, it paused up, but I think we're back.
No, we're getting beat up again by Mr. Schaefer's wife.
Are we? Mm-hmm. Our aimless chatter has nothing to do with Disney. Apparently, Roxy is not a listener because that is most of our podcast, right?
That is correct.
Aimless chatter.
And Tim Smith lets us know that we are live.
We are live, Jürgen.
Oh!
What's that? What are you reacting to here, Bill?
Carousel of Progress sucks.
Oh, who said that? I don't see this.
John. John Tebow.
John Tebow. Well, I disagree with that. We might have to ban you from the group here.
We can do that, too.
Yeah, I can't afford. We'd lose, like, 23% of our audience if we ban them from the group.
All right. Let's. We're getting toward the end. John, why does the Carousel of Progress suck?
Yeah, we need. This is an important issue because.
I was not expecting this.
No. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. You're done. What should we say, like, hashtag fake news?
Yeah, really. No kidding.
Yeah. We need a lot of important explanations on that. We'll just wait. We'll just have some dead air until.
Yeah, you can't come into the Por Favor podcast live broadcast and just drop a bomb like that.
Carousel of Progress sucks. Next thing you're gonna tell us is like, People Mover's overrated.
You imagine that?
That's a bannable offense. It's close. I mean, we're not gonna ban anybody. We're all about the exchange of free ideas here. Joe Regano saw the Carousel of Progress at the 1963 World's Fair in New York.
Look at that. Joe, I'm going to clap for that. I'm clapping for that. That a boy.
Try being stuck on it for an hour in an endless loop. All right, so you have the bad experience.
I wouldn't think that's a problem, though.
Depends on what scene.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're at that last scene where they're just singing in the really annoying voices... You know, like, right after the last scene where it's just the screen, just says Carousel of Progress, and they're singing it in all, like, the modern voices?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a problem. All right, being stuck on it for an hour in an endless loop, not ideal.
I was just gonna ask Joe if he likes Carousel of Progress, and he just said he loved it.
Of course, yeah.
And he's also a Small World fan, just like Por Favor Sue.
Well, he probably... I wonder if he went on that at the World's Fair, because that also debuted at the World's Fair, Small World.
Interesting. Joe, did you go to that at the World's Fair?
And also Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. I think those are the three attractions that still exist that were at the World's Fair. I could be wrong about that.
Hello there, Jeremy.
Sue Willing even gave a clap for the Carousel of Progress thing.
Who doesn't like the Carousel of Progress?
I mean, I guess if you went in there and like someone was slapping you in the face the whole time, maybe you'd have a bad opinion of it. I don't know. It gets stuck. I'm right. That's what I like to hear. That's always the answer I want to hear about Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. I think that's my biggest regret when I went to Disneyland is that I didn't get to see that. Yeah. I went over to California Adventure, and I think I watched a parade, which was actually a pretty good parade. But,
was it? Hello, yeah.
On both, and the car boats. Oh, they had car boats at the World's Fair? That's very interesting.
Did not know that.
No, I don't. I'm not. There must be some good books about the World's Fair in New York. That's something I'm interested in learning more about.
Joe seems to be that wealth of knowledge that we lack to bring to this podcast.
Whoa. What do you mean we lack? We're like a plethora of information. We bring so much to the table. Knowledge, humor, good looks. Same ones as Boathouse.
Keep going.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
A rapier's wit, I guess we could say. We've been live for quite a while here, almost an hour now. What do you say? Should we take our second break
and then we can
come back and wrap things up. We can stay live with the audience after, but we should probably wrap up this podcast for our listeners out there. What do you think?
Sounds good to me, Mr.
All right, we'll take a break. From break, you just got through listening to episode number 209, the first ever live Por Favor podcast, Facebook Live. We've talked a little bit, not a whole heck of a lot, about where to take the mother-in-law, and I don't think we really came up with any answers. We got plain cheese pizza from Blaze as one of the options, and then that's about it. That was our most useful. Blue Zoo, though.
Are you thinking Boathouse?
Yes. Yeah, I think Boathouse is definitely the way to go. There's plenty of entertainment options at Disney Springs, especially on a Saturday. There's going to be tons of live music. That stage that's across from the World of Disney or whatever in that area, they always have some good live music there. You can walk around, have Boathouse, skip the dessert, maybe go to like Ghirardelli's, get an ice cream sundae after. Or there's tons of places now where you can get dessert.
Get that cupcake place or whatever. Go to the
cupcake place, yeah, exactly. So there's plenty of options. Go to the stores. So even if, because she's not a huge Disney fan, right?
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I think she lived down here. She'd have APs and go with us.
Oh, okay. So you could go to the Art of Disney store. You can go.
Oh, yeah.
The World of Disney, the co-op.
Do I need to get another piece?
What's that?
Do I need to get another piece when I go there?
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to it. I think you're in the same kind of boat as me. All you have to do is convince the missus, right? And then you would buy anything there.
Yes. Now, Ed just chimed in. Go to the Void. What's the Void?
The Void is a new virtual reality experience that they opened at Disney Springs, which allows you to be in Star Wars. You're in the world of Star Wars, and you, like, fight people with lightsabers. What's going on in the studio there, Bill?
Rhodey just went out, and he's in here, and now he's playing. Rhodes, come here. You got your leash here.
Yeah, bring him on the podcast.
Yeah, come here, buddy. There we go. Rhodey, you're on live right now, buddy.
Yeah, we're live, Rhodey.
Rhodey, we're live. Hi, buddy.
Sue Willing says, "Get the gelato from Vivoli Gelato. Skip dessert, have margaritas." According to Joe Regano, he wanted to see the pup, so he got. He wants the Don. Joe Regano wants the Don to come on. Don Vito.
Hey, Vito.
I was trying to get his tail was going nuts. What?
Joe Regano wants you to say something.
What?
He's watching. He said, get the Don on.
The Don's nowhere to rock, so that's not happening. No,
the Don is out.
Okay. Do you want to take him out? You want to take him out of here?
Rhodes, come on.
Good looking dog. People are a fan of Rhodey. So we're in the middle of the wrapping this up. So let's wrap this up so we can get the listeners out of here, and then we can hang on for a few minutes to the Facebook Live people. Thank you for listening to episode 209 live. Thank you for bearing with us if you weren't there on the live broadcast. You can follow us on Facebook. That's a good place to be, because then you can watch the next live broadcast. Facebook.com/PourFavorPodcast. Twitter.com/PourFavorPodcast, YouTube.com/PourFavorPodcast, email the show info@PourFavorPodcast.com. You can email me, Gary@PourFavorPodcast.com. Our website is PourFavorPodcast.com, and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever your favorite podcasts are sold. Mike, what do you have to say?
You can email me, Mike@PourFavorPodcast.com, and follow me on Twitter @PourFavorMike.
All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 209, the first ever Facebook Live episode. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.
A great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.